Residents in the Brisbane suburb of Cleveland are concerned by the Queensland Government's development of Toondah Harbour on Moreton Bay. Known as the gateway to Stradbroke Island, a native title claim was rejected last year for the area, but council indicates that some sections of the developments could still be subject to claims. The multi-million dollar coastal village and marina development is threatening to endanger local wetlands ecosystems and wildlife. Amelia Amamovic has this story.
As Vital Court details of the multi-billion dollar development of the Toondah Harbour on protected wetlands in Moreton Bay remain a secret from the public, locals in the area continue to put pressure on the government to act on preserving the internationally important wetland. The community group Redlands 2030 spokesperson Chris Walker, who is part of the campaign for the document's release, says the project is a symptom of bad governance and lack of transparency to favour property developers.
This is a symptom of a problem. This, you know, proposed Toondah project, it's a symptom of bad governance. And what could we do to do something about it, to try and rectify that? So we thought, rather than being a single issue group, that it would be more effective to be a broad-based group focusing on a range of issues of poor governance, to put pressure on the council to do better, to be more transparent, to be more effective, to be more understanding of what the community wants. So we set up a group called Redlands 2030.
The Queensland Government continues to support the project by identifying the Toondah Harbour as a priority development area, an environmental designation to highlight vitally important infrastructure for the state. Environmental planner and Griffith University lecturer Dr. Natalie Osborne explains the use of the declaration and its ability to sidestep certain planning laws.
It's a planning designation used for infrastructure or major developments that are considered, you know, vitally important for the state. And they're there, they exist under separate legislation. So priority development areas tend to be assessed under the Economic Development Act rather than the Planning Act. And that's so it can circumvent a bunch of the usual processes that would go into assessing the development proposal and expedite it. It sort of concentrates decision-making power with the minister. And so it's just subject to less assessment. There's much narrower opportunities for appeal, much narrower opportunities for any kind of meaningful public consultation. They might still do public consultation, but the idea that that would have any kind of, I guess, the sort of statutory weight that that holds is really diminished when something is designated a priority development area.
But there are solutions to the all or nothing planning approach situated within the Queensland government.
What that kind of glosses over is the idea that it's either that or nothing. And it's like, well, there's probably actually a bunch of other things that we could do, right? If the state wants to get involved in a significant redevelopment of a site, there could be ways to do that in line with ecological and community values that are also positive for the economy, that also contribute to jobs, but not jobs that are based on ecological destruction and social harm. So I think sometimes it gets, I guess, like that idea of the opportunity cost, like what are we not doing because we're developing Toondah Harbour, can sometimes get lost in the mix.
Though, if the government chooses to side with the developers, it may be faced with the inevitable consequences when developing on a protected wetlands.
Just because of how vulnerable that land is, it's like we're pretending that climate change is not a thing that is coming for us all, you know, but that coastline is going to look really different in 20 years' time and 30 years' time from how it does now. But we're just pretending like it's not going to, which is baffling to me.
However, there has been strong local support against the development.
I believe we're making some sort of an impact. At least the local council in particular knows that if they do things that are not good or right, then they will get plenty of community attention.
The challenge, however, will be getting enough social movement to create noticeable attention to governments.
You can have a really fantastic, really mobilised community and the government can go ahead and do what it wants anyway. However, if we are going to get something like this stopped, we probably don't stand a chance unless we have a strong social movement behind.
And for more information, head to redlands2030.com.
Amelia Amamovic ending that story.